Even if the sukkah was not made for mitzvah purposes, it's still a kasher sukkah. So even though it doesn't need to be made specifically for the chag, still it needs to be made specifically for sukkah, meaning it needs to be made to protect and to give shade, as opposed to for leisure purposes or anything else. Kigon, so gozgoyim, nashim, behema, kusim, roim, kayatim, burganin, shomrei sados. All of those are going to be kasher sukkah. So even a woman made it, child made it, non-Jew made it, as long as it was being made l'shem tzel, is going to be okay. There is a discussion in the postgame, maybe l'chachilah, it shouldn't be made by a child, but the evidence, if a child makes it, it's totally going to be fine. Aval sukkah shenasis me'elab, psula, but if the sukkah is made on its own, so then, that is pasal fishanas nasei sotzil, because then it's not made for shade purposes. That's called tase velomina asa. You need to actually make it. It can't be made on its own. So if the schach just blew onto the top of a sukkah somehow, so that would not be kasher. Lefichach hachotet begadish v'asau sukkah ein a sukkah. If you dig in grain and now it makes it into a sukkah, that is not going to be kasher. Shaharei lo imer gadish zel etzel, because it wasn't gathered for shade purposes. Umasho sukkah achav etasav lo mena asav. When you make it afterwards, that now becomes tasav lo mena asav. Lefichach im asav betchila kshenasan shama gadish chal al tefach b'meshach shiva l'shem sukkah. When you first placed it there, you made the cavity so that you'd be able to sit in it. V'chatat ba'achar kach v'shlim el asar, and then you made it into 10. Because when it was originally brought there, it was brought for sukkah purposes. The Rama says one should not make the schach before they make the walls of the sukkah. If you made a space close to the schach, mutter l'sachik kodem shi'asa shara defanos. Then you're allowed to put on the schach before you make the rest of the walls, kamo b'chodei begadish. But either way, the walls need to go up before the schach. You can't have the schach and then place the walls. So what happens if you already had your sukkah up and then the schach, the walls fell down, but the schach remained, and now you want to put the walls up again? So is that tasov olam and asoi of having the schach and then putting up the walls? So the Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim says, no, for sure you'd be allowed to put the walls back up. But Ratzu Pesach Frank says it's a machlokas poskim, and Rav Vazner writes that if you switch the walls with other walls, then it is not puzzle because of tasa v'lamen also in there such a situation. But it is a discussion, so one should consult the posik as to how to act if the walls fall down. Upon putting it up, would you have to move the schach a little bit or not?